It is a Monday morning, and on Mondays I focus on organizations where we actually need to see where we can assist them as well. Now this morning I'll be speaking about the Heartlands Baby Sanctuary out in Somerset West. Joining me now is Sustainability Marketing and Events Manager Nikki Bauer. Nikki, welcome to KFM and thank you very much for your time.
Good morning, Tracy. Thank you to you very much and to the listeners.
Let's speak about the Heartlands Baby Sanctuary. What is it that you do?
Right, we are a temporary residential facility, so we offer a place of safety for children between the ages of 0 and 6. A place of safety which is for, there for 3 months. The kids are coming here, after a court order has been issued, which means they've actually, their lives have been threatened in some way. So this is the work we do, and we've got an unbelievable, committed, dedicated team. It really is fabulous.
And how many kids can you assist at a time?
Well, we've got 25 beds. We have 23 at any given time. Plus, we keep the 2 beds for emergency purposes. And with the sort of rollout, we get to look after about 100 children a year. These little souls are so cute.
Oh, I can only imagine. Now, tell me, you also have many sustainability projects.
Yes, we do. We have a few. We've got our coffee shop. And then we've got a chic boutique shop, which is fabulous. It's very high in secondhand goodies.
Yeah.
We've got our bookstore. And then we also have training facilities. We're a registered training facility. So we've got some lovely rooms, and we encourage people to use those.
And when it comes
to... That all helps.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, tell me, when it comes to the chic boutique and the bookshop and all of those, are those things that the public can get involved with and bring your clothes and bring
absolutely.
Books?
Absolutely. Donations are always fabulous. Support the coffee shop by having a meal, etc. We do get a significant amount of donations. I mean, we've got photos. We post them on Facebook later of exactly how busy our sorting room is and so on. And obviously, there's plenty of other ways. We've got various campaigns at the moment.
And you also have a big event coming up on the 4th of October.
Yes, we've got our annual golf fundraiser, and that's in conjunction with Rotary Strand.
That sounds incredible. If we want more information or the public would like to get involved, where can they go?
Well, we're always on Facebook at Heartlands Baby Sanctuary, or alternatively, have a look at our website, heartlandsbaby.org.
I will share all the information online
as
well.
Minutes.
Yes, 20 seconds.
Okay.
That's it.
Very exciting. We've got Miss SA finalist, Annalisa Tarza. She's working with Impact, the recycling company, and she's asking corporates to get involved so the money that they would normally get back from their monthly recycling, that will then be donated to Heartlands. We've also got an adopt-a-cot. Each cot is costing us about 13,000 rand a month.
Wow.
So any contribution towards that on a monthly basis would be hugely amazing. And then we're going to be soon at Route 44, last Sunday of every month. So come and find out more from us and come and have a look at what we've got going on. And it'd be lovely just to have a lot more support and spread the word and spread the love.
Yes, we'll make sure that people do that. Go and check them out. Heartlandsbaby.org.